Two, debt. In 1994, the debt-to-GDP ratio of African countries was 130%. And they didn't have fiscal space. They couldn't use their resources to invest in their development because they were paying debt. There may be some of you in this room who worked to support African countries to get debt relief. So private creditors, multilaterals, and bilaterals came together and decided to do the Highly Indebted Poor Countries Initiative and give debt relief. So this debt relief in 2005 made the debt-to-GDP ratio fall down to about 30%, and there was enough resources to try and reinvest. The third thing was loss-making enterprises. Governments were involved in business, which they had no business being in. And they were running businesses, they were making losses. So some of these enterprises were restructured, commercialized, privatized, or closed, and they became less of a burden on government. The fourth thing was a very interesting thing. The telecoms revolution came, and African countries jumped on it. In 2000, we had 11 million phone lines. Today, we have about 687 million mobile lines on the continent. And this has enabled us to go move forward with some mobile technology where Africa is actually leading. In Kenya, the development of mobile money, M-Pesa, which all of you have heard about, took some time for the world to notice that Africa was ahead in this particular technology.